Please be seated. Again, good morning. My name is Russell. You can call me Russell. That's just fine. And for about 17 months now, I have been your bishop here in this part of God's kingdom called the Central Gulf Coast. And I can tell you that after being a bishop for 17 months, I still love Jesus. And I'm still proud to be an Episcopalian, and I want the same two things for you. I am grateful for your ministry. I especially just want to say thank you for, you may not know this yet, but you've agreed to host Happening in February with the teenagers of the diocese, which basically means teenagers are going to take over your church for a whole weekend. And I will be here with them. I'm excited about it. We've kind of resurrected this program. And so thank you, especially to Steve and your vestry for saying yes to that. I bring you greetings from your sisters and brothers all over the Episcopal, this part of God's kingdom. We go from Apalachicola, Florida, to Monroeville, Alabama, from Eufaula, Alabama, down to Dauphin Island, Alabama, 18,000 of us, 62 churches, which means I'm basically a talking head and a traveling preacher. And I will tell you, I'm really glad, though, because I live in Fort Walton Beach, and I was able to sleep in my own bed last night and drive over here. So if you will just bow your heads and let me pray. Lord, lift us to your presence now, where we may be still and know that you are God and who you want us to be in your world. Amen. So I think it goes without saying that we're kind of living in this Advent season or this month of December. It's the busiest time of the year, right? It's a time of meeting and meetings, right? There's all kinds of neighborhood parties, family reunions, open houses. There are end-of-the-year meetings at work, annual concerts at school, lessons and carols at church. Many young couples, this is the time of year when they will meet their future in-laws for the first time. Some of you know what I'm talking about. College students, when they come home, they will meet up with their old friends from high school. It's a really cool time for them. Children, they get all worked up, and they're going to stand in all kinds of lines, and you are too, to meet Santa Claus. So all as we kind of navigate all this meeting and meetings, I just want to, in this sermon, I want to give you a couple of words of advice as you make your way through the next month. The first of all, it's this. Be aware of how your expectations and hopes about the way things should go can blind you to the way the things are. I mean, after all, this season can be one of disappointment too. Take, for instance, one of the greatest movies ever made, National Lampoon, Christmas Vacation, about a man who loves Christmas, Clark Griswold, right? He's trying to make the perfect Christmas. Right, and as much as he wants to get it all right, everything goes wrong over and over again, and it kind of culminates as the family is once more in an uproar, and all of a sudden there's a knock at the door, and it's the delivery boy with Clark's annual Christmas bonus. And Clark kind of just stops and begins to weep and says, "This is the miracle I've been hoping for and waiting for. I decided to build a, y'all know this, build a swimming pool, right? But I had to put some money down in advance." And so he opens up the envelope and it's not a great big check. It's a membership to the Jelly of the Month Club. Disappointment, I'm sure. On a more serious note, look at the gospel again. You know, this is the same John the Baptizer whom we met last Sunday. This is the same John who was crying out in the wilderness with power and expectation and hope of a Messiah. This week he's crying out in a prison cell.